State Senators Adam Hines and Mark Pacheco hosted a session of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Future Tour in Pittsfield on Monday. Senate President Pro Tem Mark Pacheco of Taunton, who founded the Senate Committee on Global Warming and Climate Change, started the Massachusetts Clean Energy Future Tour to engage residents from Cape Cod to the Berkshires on issues like clean energy and climate change.
We need to move forward and fight the worst effects of global climate change and embrace a clean energy future.
Pacheco says renewable energy is not just an environmental policy, but an economic one too.
Critics said that we would kill jobs in Massachusetts if we did that, that we would ruin our economy.
Pacheco says clean energy employs more than 105,000 Massachusetts workers, an $11.8 billion industry. Massachusetts is tied with California as the most energy-efficient state. Western Massachusetts State Senator Adam Hines says this wasn't news to any of the roughly 100 people in the room at Berkshire Community College.
Really, are a highly informed constituency when it comes to energy and the environment. And in part, that's because we've been on the front lines of pipeline proposals and a whole range of other topics in that front.
But not everyone came to cheer renewable energy. Some residents, like Mike Farney of Florida, Massachusetts, renewed concerns about wind turbines and solar arrays in their neighborhoods, harming their health. Farney claims he has experienced chronic anxiety, sleep deprivation, and a heart condition because of the turbine's noise and vibrations.
Do you know what it's like to come home after 30 years of living in peace and quiet to see blades of 350-foot wind turbines in your neighborhood? Do you know what it's like to feel uncomfortable in your own yard, having to listen to industrial noise that never seems to end?
More than half of the three-hour hearing was dominated by six out of the 40 speakers who echoed Farney's concern. Their testimony ranged from the carbon footprint of installing wind turbines and the power they generate to the impact on nearby property values. One woman even played a YouTube video to demonstrate what it sounds like to live near wind turbines. Residents from Florida and Clarksburg have been complaining about the Hoosac Wind Project since it was erected in 2012. Lennox selectman Channing Gibson also thinks wind projects are sprouting up too fast. Lennox had a proposal to build two turbines on Lennox Mountain, but it stopped short after a town-appointed committee found the consultants overestimated the amount of power the town would receive.
And that we were not going to meet our financial goals, and that we were going to have impacts that had never really been made clear to the citizens.
Gibson also cited a possible drop in tourism, a staple of Lennox's economy. The discussion shifted to fossil fuels and the Kinder Morgan Connecticut Pipeline Expansion Project. The utility company is cutting down trees in Otis State Forest to bring together Western Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut on the same natural gas line. Speakers also raised concern about the nation dropping out of the Paris Climate Accord. Pacheco reminded everyone that Massachusetts has joined 37 other states that are moving to remain in the pact.
Your senator and I do not have to be convinced that we need to move forward as rapidly as possible.
The Democrats say they will continue to push a pro-renewable energy agenda. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.